News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Okay, let's stay with that issue now, Catherine Zappone's appointment as Special Envoy for Freedom of Opinion and Expression. We're joined by Brenda Power, columnist with the Sunday Times. Brenda, sorry, I spent a lot of time looking online last night. Do you even know what exactly a Special Envoy for Freedom of Opinion and Expression actually is?
Actually, no, I don't, Shane. But
that,
I have
that makes
to say,
two of us.
I suppose you could say it's self-explanatory. I looked at the explanations given by the government, at least the job description, such as it was, that appeared to have been offered at cabinet yesterday, and it appears to me to be maybe to lecture other countries on how to manage their freedom of expression and their freedom of opinion. And first of all, I don't think this country is in any position to lecture anyone on that. And secondly, I have to say Catherine Zappone is not the first name that would have come to my mind if I did want a champion of free speech.
Really? A phenomenal advocate is how Stephen Donnelly described her.
You'll notice he also mentioned a friend, which kind of tends to substantiate one particular description I saw on social media, which said this is another outbreak of coronavirus. this is clearly a jobs for the girls, jobs for the boys appointment. I would like to know on what basis Catherine Zappone was chosen for this particular job, because as far as I can see, as a columnist who has occasionally run into difficulties because of opinions and because of expressions, because of freedom of speech, I don't ever remember Catherine Zappone coming to my defence or anybody else's defence in that situation. And, you know, Shane, you know yourself as a journalist, if we had one politician in this country who cared a damn about freedom of speech, we would not have the defamation laws we do, because they are absolutely crippling. And they have actually been condemned by the European Court of Human Rights, or of European Court of Justice, as a blight on freedom of speech.
I suppose
we're not in a position to lecture anyone.
I suppose people would say, those who are pushing the case for Catherine Zappone would point to her credentials, for example, on LGBT rights, on same-sex marriage, and say she's been a powerful advocate in that regard.
And there's others who would say that that was absolutely the liberal agenda that she was towing, and that she couldn't go wrong with pushing any of those agendas in this country over the last while. If you wanted the approval of a particular cohort, otherwise known as virtue signalling, I guess, and that, you know, it is very easy to defend the opinions and to defend the expressions that you agree with. But the whole point of freedom of speech is that you defend those opinions that you abhor. And I mean, maybe she does, but I've never heard her do it. I've never pretty much heard anybody in government do it. So, I mean, you know, there is no kudos in saying I will defend to the death your right to agree with me. But, you know, you have to be prepared to stand up to those who's for those whose opinions you do not share. And as I said, Catherine Zappone is definitely not the first person who would have come to mind as someone I would like to be looking to in this country as an opinion columnist to defend me.
She has a very impressive CV, and I suppose you don't send someone to the UN who's a complete unknown. She's a former government minister. She's a experienced politician. She has been an advocate for LGBT plus credentials. So she does have a good CV. Is that not an argument in her favour?
Well, I mean, again, I would say, you know, if you consider being a champion virtue signaler to be a credentials, great. I remember when she handed a letter to the Pope when he was here in 2018 on behalf of, I think she described herself as being the minister with responsibility for the Tuam investigation, and as far as I can remember, a group of survivors, Tuam survivors, came out and accused her of grandstanding and said, no, actually the Minister for Justice is the one who is responsible for this particular area. And then there was that issue of the travel expenses, Shane. I know you probably don't want to get into that, but as far as I was concerned, having looked up to Catherine Zappone at the time, completely undid her in my eyes. If you remember, she was found to live 22 kilometres from Leinster House, but she was claiming that she took a route that was 25 kilometres, which, as it happened, bumped her up into a significantly higher expenses rate, which would have garnered her something like 80,000 over her term in office. And her explanation was that it was quicker and more convenient, which would seem to me the only reason for claiming more money was that it was slower and less convenient. So she was taking a longer route and making more money and saying at the same time, it's much handier.
Okay.
And that, as far as I was concerned, undid her in my eyes.
Should the government have appointed anybody to this role? Is there anyone who would fit the bill in your eyes?
Not off the top of my head, but then maybe if we'd been given time to consider it, and maybe if it had been, I don't know if you, excuse me, I know I heard Stephen Donnelly say these positions are appointed rather than I suppose canvassed for and interviewed for, but maybe if a few candidates had been considered. But this does seem, I mean, the Taoiseach didn't even know about it. Took him by surprise yesterday. So you can't say this is anything other than a naked political appointment. And as I said, not necessarily the first name that would come to mind as a great champion of free speech or freedom of expression for me.
Brenda Parr, columnist with the Sunday Times. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Do you agree with Brenda? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.